Been reading in the book of Romans. Paul was in Corinth on his missionary journey when he wrote to the Romans. The epistles that Paul wrote are from different places. He just wrote letters to communicate with the churches in different cities. And he was writing to the church at Rome. And he was talking about justification. You know, people think about, well, I'll do these good works, or I'll give this money, or I'll help out, I'll volunteer, that it justifies them before God. And it doesn't. You know, he talked about Abraham. That's what he's talked about in that chapter, particular Romans 4. He's talking about Abraham. When God talked to him, Abraham was selling idols, helping his father sell idols in the land of the Chaldeans. And God spoke to him to get himself up and go to a land that God was going to give him, a city that was built by God. And Abraham packed up his family, all that he owned. 300 families were with him, okay? And they walked 1,000 miles to find this land. And God says, it's not the journey, it wasn't the money, it wasn't anything that he did that justified Abraham before God. In fact, Abraham was justified before he ever left the land of the Chaldeans. You see, Abraham believed God. He believed God so much so that he packed up his family and took everything he had with 300 families and walked 1,000 miles. He was justified by faith. And that's what Paul was talking about. You know, people, they get to the point where they believe that God has paid off. That God is, you can do this or that, and God's satisfied, going about your business. And it's not true. Just like Abraham, he became the father of our faith. He was justified by faith. And before he ever left home, he was justified. If he had died, he'd gone to heaven. Plain and simple, He was justified before God, but he did take the journey because he did believe. God said that he was going to give him something, and he had to get himself to this place, like I said, 1,000 miles away. You know, he couldn't hop the next plane. He couldn't take a transport. He couldn't take the bus. He couldn't take a train. He had to walk. And with all of his household goods. Yeah, how'd you like to pack up your house, pack it on camels, and then walk 1,000 miles? I don't think anybody would even want to even think about that, But Abraham did, because he believed God, and he trusted him that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. Abraham went through many things all along the way. There were many things that tried to stop him. There were things that just, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, he even got caught up into Egypt before he got back to the land of promise. Abraham trusted God no matter where it took him, no matter what happened to him, no matter what were the circumstances. It didn't make any difference because Abraham had faith in God. With that, we are not going to get into heaven without it. It doesn't make any difference how much money you have. It doesn't make any difference who you are, where you are, what the things you have. It has nothing to do with that. It is strictly believing and trusting God, faith in God.